tell us a little bit about the Florida Panhandle Shipwreck Trail. This is obviously what you're highlighting. There are a dozen in this region?
Yes, there are 12 shipwrecks between Pensacola and Port St. Joe on the trail, and we are encouraging people to visit all 12. There's a passport from local dive shop operators, and if you fill the passport, you can get a certification card and a t-shirt.
All right, well, where did you visit?
San Pablo, which is a freighter launched in Belfast, Ireland in 1915 and sunk here off of Pensacola in 1944. It's a very interesting history because it had been a banana boat that was a refrigerated freighter that bought fruit from Central America to the United States. And then during World War II, it was sunk at the dock by a Nazi submarine in Puerto Limon, Costa Rica in 1942. And then it was brought up to Florida. And the local lore knew her as the Russian freighter and thought that it was sunk as artillery practice. And in actuality, it was sunk as part of a top secret OSS operation. And the OSS is the precursor to the CIA. And it was sunk by a boat that was remote controlled through a TV camera at its bow that was full of explosives that was operated by a bomber several miles away.
The Florida Panhandle Shipwreck Trail Tour is taking place over several days, also with dives on USS Oriskany and on the Miss Louise in Destin today.
And then on Saturday we'll be visiting two dive spots in Panama City.
All right, we know a lot about USS Oriskany, a retired World War II ship. Tell us about some of the other shipwrecks on the trail.
Well, on the trail down in Port St. Joe, we have Weimar, which was actually the vessel that took Admiral Richard Byrd's airplanes to the South Pole that made the first flight over Antarctica, over the South Pole. And in Panama City, there are several wrecks. One of the more interesting are the Fami tugs, which are two tugboats that were sunk as artificial reefs bow to bow. And in a storm, one of them was picked up and set right on top of the other. So there's really nothing quite like it. And then off Destin, there is a great place for beginner divers, which is a wreck called the Miss Louise, which is in shallower water, about 50 feet of water.
Now, this is an opportunity for connecting with Florida's history. Great for recreation, and tourism is a big part of this.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Heritage tourism is a major industry here in Florida. Great for history, it's great for recreation, but another thing that's interesting about shipwrecks is that they become habitats with time. And each of these wrecks is actually a habitat with its own ecosystem there on the bottom, and it attracts myriad marine life from sponges and invertebrates through to fish and then bait fish and then the fish that feed on them.
As we close, what is the one important thing that you would like to say about the importance of this trail?
It's good for people to know that Florida is more than just the beaches. We have heritage, we have history, and up here in Northwest Florida, a lot of people don't realize what world-class diving there really is here.
State archaeologist Franklin Price, and I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.